Okay, let's begin. Kilayim Dav Mem Zayin, as we continue here in the fifth parak, in parak Kerem Shecharav. And we ended up by saying yesterday that we did not answer the question, how Rav Zeira answered the Mishnah, how he explained the Mishnah. He did, we didn't fully understand it, and we mentioned that sometimes we're left with kashas, and it's okay to be left with kashas. And as Rav Soloveitchik explained, there are kashas in the Gemara, there are kashas in life, and there are tekus, but just one other source that we've mentioned before. But sometimes we have unanswered questions, so we have to wait for the answer. As we said, that the Mechas Chinuch sometimes says, I've waited for years, right, for this answer. So the most there are certain questions that the Gemara says that we're going to wait until Bezman HaGeula to be able to answer these questions. Doesn't say that here, teku, but we know that we're going to have to wait. Teku literally means let it stand. But we know Darshei Rishumos have said over the years that Teku stands for Tishbi Yataris Kushis Va'abayos, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer our unanswered questions. And two of the great Achronim, the Mabit and the Kedushas Levi, both from two different worlds, the Mabit earlier, the Mabit, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mabit, Rabbi Shai Detrani, he was on his Bezdin, and in his Sefer Beis Elokim, and the Kedushas Levi, both say the same idea about why the Remez has to do with Eliyahu HaNavi, right? Tishbi Yataretz, you know, why isn't it Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He's the greatest leader. If we have any kashas, you know, we can ask Moshe Rabbeinu our kashas. He's the greatest Rebbe that we ever had and that we ever will have, right? We're not going to ask... We're not going to say Eliyahu HaNavi is the Goel. But they both say, as we have mentioned in the past, that in order to answer a question, you have to be involved in the door. And you have to know what's going on in the door and have it lamaisa. So Eliyahu HaNavi is the only one that's been around in every generation. And because he never died, and he is connected to every generation, he's the only one. You can ask Rabbanim from earlier generations questions on Torah questions even about new generations. Says the read it from the Mabit. Says the Mabit. Ki shara neviim vaashovtim vaachachamim asher hayu b'daras haovrim v'gam haavos vashvatim u'mimosher abeinu ad yimei atchia kishe yichyu lo yedu me'enyani ha'olam hazeh v'mashakara acharei mosam. Right, that has to do with the Gemara in Brachas, that they didn't know what's going on, but they won't know. Ki hayu b'gan Eden, hatachton v'ha'elyon, muvdolim me'inyoni ha'olam hazeh ha'gashmi, avel yozal, asher chaye mi'yemos Moshe Rabbeinu, ad yimei Yehoram, yoda kol asher hayu b'yamav. V'yachar is talkuso b'guf v'nefesh, and after his body and soul together were removed, nizdake gufo kechem and agramim ha'shamayim. He came, became like one of the heavenly forces, O Yoser, Veichinu Akel Yisbarach LaHamtzi Beis Saras Yisrael LaHatzilam Al Yado B'Zchuso. Hashem has him ready to go. Umizgala Gamkin LaChachmi Yisrael LaGalos Lem Sodas HaTorah Kvi Achanas Kol Dor Vador. And he's gonna help understand all the questions of Torah. Milvad Masha Mekubal Atzleinu Heyoso Matzui B'Mitzas Bris Mila. Besides the fact that he comes to every bris milah, v'anachem mechinei b'pal kisa lechvodo, repair a chair for him, or it says in Bamasia, yehemunach hashiyavo Eliyahu, right? All of these are because he's going to be the one that's going to be involved in answering our questions, because he's involved in the doros. Why does the Eimah Adam Smecha Rav Tachtel in the third chelek perek shlishi of his sefer discusses this in terms of Lamaisa? You always have to ask Rabbanim who are around. And he says, and even he's talking about the concept of, again, this is what his Sefer is famous for, about how to look at the Zionistic movement in the 1930s and the 1940s. And he writes, you can't ask people that lived 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, pre-Holocaust, basically, is what he's saying, Rachmana Litzlan. He says, you have to go by what the Mitzias is today. V'yimkein lefizeh, bizmanenu shenasta ha-sha'ure gedola b'Yisrael. Look around the whole world. There's not one country in the entire world that is supportive and open to our people. Ve'ein makom od lehisha'er begola, pshita de'ein lachush ledivrei ha-gedolim shahayu neged ha-yishuv. Right? It's pashit. You can't follow those that say, don't go there. Where else? That's the only place to go. El ha'alacha ke'elu ha'gedolam shahayu ba'ara yishuv, ki ha'shara ha'shara tzricha lekach, v'ulayim hayu b'chayim itanu, v'hayu roim matzaveinu ata. If they would be alive today and see our situation, gam heim ba'atzmam hayu maskimim lekach v'chulu. Again, a huge statement, and that's what he has there in the Yemim HaNesbecha. He quotes this Mabit and the Kedushas Levi. Okay, so that's the end of our discussion for now of unanswered questions. So now we get back to the top line here of Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Karim Shu Natuya Birbuvya Bechulu. So if you remember, back at the beginning of the parak, back on Dab Mem Dalid, there are two cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a case where you had a full-fledged karem, and the middle, and some of the vines became destroyed, and what's left, and the configuration that's left, that was the first half, and that was our discussion the past couple of days. And then we had a second case of a karem that is originally planted bi'irbuvia, right? It's not planted in the regular rows in both directions. So what about that case? So there the Mishnah also says, if you could find within it one area that shtayim kenegas shtayim v'achaz yotzei zanav, then the whole thing has the status of a karem. And if not, it's not a karem. Remeir said, well, if it looks like a karem, it is a karem. Right? That's Rabbi Meir on Daf Mem Dalet. So now we quoted then, back on Daf Mem Dalet, a thought of Rabbi Meir Simcha from the Chiddush Rabbi Meir Simcha in the Likutim on Kelayim. So we're going to quote it again, because it was only 4 days ago, so we need some chazara. But also, the Tosefta that he was discussing is right here. But the Gemara just doesn't quote the whole Tosefta. So here we go. Let's quote it. Ha kores. Kores is the trunk of the vine. Where does the word kores come from? Some machlokas on the page. The Rasilio says it's from the word kaveres. Kaveres is like a beehive. So a beehive is skinny, and then it gets fatter, wider on top. So that's the shape of the trunk of a vine. Lefi, he says, hageza kari kaveres, lefi sha mishtapeya umiskatzer. It gets thinner, lamala, kama kaveres, rechava lamata umiskatzer zan mashu. So too, the vines are thicker at the bottom and get skinnier. That kares. The Pnei Moshe says that it's from the word cut, lechros. You cut them at the bottom in order to cut down the vines. So either way, so akores mechuvan v'hanof einu mechuvan. What if you have the trunk? Again, this is quoting from the Tosefta in the third parak of Kelayim. If the trunks of the vines, the bottom of the vines, are lined up perfectly, but the branches that come out are not. So is that called lined up, or is that called not lined up? Harei zakerem, that's okay. That's good. If the trunks are lined up, that's what matters. Hanof mechuvan, v'hakaveres, or v'hakores, eno mechuvan, if it's the opposite, if the branches are lined up, but the trunks weren't, when you made the trunks, they weren't lined up, but as they grew, it became lined up, says the Tanakama, eno karam. It's not a karam, because you go by the trunks. You go by the trunks. Stop there for a minute. So, related to this, the Gemara here doesn't quote the end of that Tosefta. Right, the end of that Tosefta, right? Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita. That's what the Rabbi Meir Simcha quoted in his again two Likutim. The other one is in Perek Vav. But he says Rabbi Meir Omer Holvahu Nirek Kesavnis Kramim Hareze. I'm sorry, that was the Mishnah. But the Rabbi Meir says Afa Kores Hu Ageza the Ikar Agefen Inu Mechuvan Aval Anof Mechuvan. Even if only the Nof is Mechuvan, it's a Karam and you have to be Marchik Dalid. Dalit Amos. That's what Rameir Simcha said, that Rameir always goes by how it looks, and he compared that in the case of the hairs of the Paraduma. He quoted the Machlokas, there. Okay, but our Gemara does not quote Rameir Shita, but Rav Meir Simcha, you know, he points out Rav Meir Shita and in that Tosefta. So the Tosefta says that the trunk is the key. If the trunks are lined up, it is. If the trunks are not lined up, it's not. Hayu dakos ve'ena mechuvanos. What happens if you planted them and they were very thin trunks and they were not lined up? But as they grew, they became thicker. He'evu. They became thicker, and once they became thicker, now they became lined up. Right? Because they became thicker at the hein harim mechuvanos. Harim is a karim. Okay, now it's a karim. Even if at the originally it was not a karim, but right now, because as it grew, it's a karim. Even the Rabbanan, who say, you go by the trunk, would agree that if as it grew, it would become thicker, so then that would be allowed. Ketzad, im yehu yodea mechuvan osein. How do you check? How do you check if it's mechuvan? So Gemara is asking, l'chora, if they're exactly lined up, then it's fine, it's perfect, you don't have to check anything. But what if you're not sure? What if they're a little bit not exactly in the same row? Right, you have five vines. Two of them are a little bit more to the west than the other three vines, a little more to the east. How do you know that they're considered one or not? Right? So, what do you, maybe chudemotech, you gotta take out a string got to take out a string and measure, umoteach, and stretch it and measure. Basically, you put the string next to the vines and you measure if they're in the line. What do you mean? You could see that they're a little bit off. So what do? So, is tani tani mi bifnim, vis tani tani mi bachutz. Some say you put the string on the inner side of the inner vines, or some say you put it on the outer side of the inner vines. Well, again, let's say you have a west and two vines on the, in the, they're going north-south, the rows. So two vines on the west and three vines a little bit to the east. So do you put the string on the west side of the western vines or on the east side of the western vines? Right? Where do you put the string that we're going to measure from? So is tani tani bibifnim? Some say you put it on the inner side. Let's say in our case, the western side. Vis tani tani bibachut, and some say on the outside. And then what do you do? Amar Yona, man dar bibifnim, the one that says you put it on the inner side of the inner vines. Betoch tefach. Then you measure from that string to the outside, meaning the eastern vines in our description, whether it's within a tefach of the string. As long as the vines are within a tefach of the string, that's called lined up. That's called lined up. The Gemara does not quote here, but there's a principle called E'efshar L'tamtzem. So we know from Maseches Bechoros. You can't be so exact. So exact. The Gemara talks about you have two animals that come out, and you're not sure which one is the Bechor. They both came out at the same time. The exact same time. Could it possibly be? And we have that principle in various areas. We have it by Efshar or Efshar L'tamtzem by physical realities at the same time. And sometimes you have it by exact Shiurim. Do you see Efshar L'tamtzem by creating exactly a Kezias or the Birchas Chinuch? I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Birchas Chinuch discusses it, I think it's a Parshas Vayakel. Kisisa, the Isser of creating the Shemen HaMishcha. And there, one is only violates things that are created in the Mishka if you do it exactly in the same shiur that Moshe Rabbeinu created. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Efshar L'tamtzem. How can you be so exact? Is this an aver that will never ever be violated? Because you can't be so exact, right? You measure out. So here, we're doing the best we can. Doing the best we can. So the Gemara says, if you go by the string is by the inner of the inner vines, then you measure within a tefach. Mandamim b'vachutz. But if you put it on the outer side of the inner vines, so then, that it has to be touching. It has to be touching and overlapping. And if it's touching and overlapping, so then that will be considered lined up. If you look in the stipler, in the Kehilas Yaakov on Sukkah, in Simen Chavav, the stipler has Ha'aros Bedine Hadas. There are ha'aris regarding hadasim. So we know hadasim have to be, right, every one of the dalet minim has to have a different unique qualities to it. So the hadas has to be basically one thing, avos. Havos. Mishulish, as we call it nowadays. Right, what's mishulish? You gotta have the leaves on the same level. You have to have the three leaves to be mishulish. And how much is mishulish? Chazonishir mishulish. You know, like, how it has to be mishulish on the same row. So as you see where we're going here, how exact does it have to be that the leaves are exactly on the same row? So he says there, Anaf eitz havos amor batara hu adash alav chofines eitzo. Right, has to cover the wood. V'utakaymi tlasa b'chad kina. Right, they have three leaves coming out of the same level. Upir shari shonim she ukse ha'alin yotzin bi'igul shav ez eitzel zed. They all go out the same row. Ve'echash echa mehani gimel alin omeid gavo amechaveirav. What if one of them is a little above the other one? O namach mehen nigra hadas shote upasol. If none of them are like equals, then it's hadas shote. Umefursam b'shem haram ha'chazonish zatzal. And it's befursam in the name of the chazonish. That's his brother-in-law, right? The disciple married the Chazonish's sister. But he quotes the Chazonish as the Chazonish, not my brother-in-law, right? Meshuvah v'zim Chazonish. De'ein sarech she'yu sharshi gimel ha'alan yotzim b'shavem mamish. Ad shalo yezeh gavoa mizeh afilu kechut asayra. It doesn't mean that it has to be so exact. Like even if you look at it so close, you take a magnifying glass. It's a drop, one is a drop above the other one. That's, you don't need that. Ela afilu rak mixas. Misharshe ha'alin nifgashim ze imze bekav shaveh, right? Even if just the sum of the roots are overlapping, nechshav the kaimi b'chad kina v'kasher. As long as it's not two separate rows. some of the with that little ball that the leaves come out from, right? Some one, the little ball of one are similar to the little ball of the other. If they're not the same one, if they're all they're all close, so then that would be enough. V'nira raya lazeh. I'll call you a raya from this. May Yerushalmi parakeh tekelayim. We're learning kelayim, so it's easy to go to hadas. But when he was doing hadas, he had Yerushalmi and Kelayim on his fingertips. So he says, look at the Yerushalmi and Kelayim. It talks there about the order of the rose, right? Karen, and it says there, Hakores Mechuvan Vahanof Eina Mechuvan. He quotes our Mishnah. And he quotes our Gemara. And Harei, what do you see from there? Kishena Mechuvanos. Ve'he'evu Yoser. Ache Mechuvanos. Right, what did the Tanakhama say? They're not exactly in a row, but as they get thicker, so then they overlap. Harei lo, that they're good. Harei lo kol ha-kaveres mechuvan. Ela mixas min ha-kaveres. So obviously, if they started off more thin, so they're not all exactly the same as they grew, but some of it, but now they're wide enough to be overlapping. Dainu tosefas hakidulin. Shegidlu ba'ovi kumuvan v'yafilu achinik remechuvenes. Lani yazdaiti hu sa'ad nachon l'divrei maran. Says, I think this helps to support the Chazon Ish, that as long as the overlapping, see here, as it grows and it gets thicker, so they become overlapping. They're probably not exactly, they come out of the same place. So too, by the Mishulash, it is overlapping. Okay. Once we mentioned talking about the structure of a Hadas, just that you can't not mention the other comment in the Rishon about Hadasim. Ramam Shita. Ramam Shita said, well, we know the most important part of a hadas is the, or of the, well, even the lulav. So all the tops are always the important part. By an esrog, the pitum, and the top part, there's more issues of psul, the lulav, and hadas. The Ramam Paskins, right? Discussion in the Mishnah in Sukkah. Nektam Rosho. If the top of the hadas is chopped off, Nektam Rosho, kasher. The Ramam Shita is that it is kosher, even if the hadas is the top of it is chopped off. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh, Bebeis Medrashenu. Ruach HaKodesh has already appeared in our Beis Medrash. Mikama Shanim, years ago, Ve'he'elanu Shu Pasol, Kestam Mishnah Seinu. The Ramam is talking about, Stam Mishnah, Hadas Nektam Moshe was Pasol. But Kfar Hofia Bebeis Medrashenu. The Divrei Rabbi Tarfon Sha'amar Afilu Shloshen Ketuvim Ksherin Edin Acheru. Rabbi Tarfon, who says even if they're all Ketuvim is something else. V'lo Shnektam Rosho V'akol Barer B'Chiburenu. Look in our Chibur. Right, the Rivet wrote on Hilchas Lulav. He has a whole Sefer. Umakom Hinichali Min Hashemayim. Right, that is the Rivet. Five or six places in Mishnah Torah, the Rivet has a lashon like this. Like I had Ruach Hakodesh about this. And right, Kach Nigleli B'Sod Hashem Li Reyav. Right, that's his lashon in Hilchas Beis Avachira when he argues on the Rambam about Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asilavo. But here's the Rambam talking about Hadas, right? Karhofia Ruach Hakodesh Beis Medrash. Right, what exactly does that mean? Right, so you have one of two choices: either it means Mamish he felt he Ruach Hakodesh, right, or he is just a Melitza. It's just a Melitza. It means like he had a clarity in learning Torah, right? One of those two. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss in the new. Set on Chumash. In the Nuchat on Chumash, it's Simon Ayin Dalid, right? He has a much more expanded 500 Simonim in his set on Chumash. So if you look in Simon Ayin Dalid in Bracious, so he has a whole discussion there about paskening based on dreams and based on visions and based on baskols. So there, he quotes this Lashon of the Ravid and he says, Nechluku cha gedoli adoros im kabanaso l'ruach ha-kodesh mamish o shadiber b'lashon melitza. So he quotes the Achronim, the Chuvas Mari Ben Lev, he just means a Melitza, but he quotes the Kapos Tamarim, that it's not just a Melitza, the Chida, that the Ravid was Zochet to Gilui Eliyahu, Chasam Sofer, a type of Pshara Derech, right, that he had some type of vision from above, but it wasn't like a prophetic vision. It was just he felt his seichel widened to be able to come up with a pshat, right? What tzaddikim know, right? The Chassam Sofer has that lashon. Ein ratzalam ruach hakodesh kmo shehayel l'David haMelech alav haShalom. Aval haynu ruach Hashem al oskei Torah lishma asher zochim lachavein haemes afilu im lefi teva chachmasam v'sichlam lo yasigu yedehem tushia kazu. Even if naturally they shouldn't have such clarity in their visions, v'kamakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto yoav chachmasal l'chakima lefi shah. Hashem will open up the gates of wisdom in certain times. And this is in every generation. In every generation, the Gedolei Olam and those. There's always Siyata Deshmaya in preparing Shiurim, in preparing in Psakim. So that's again, this is a huge topic. But we spoke about Hadas a little bit. So spoke about the Hadas Machlokas Rambam Raivin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara Shura Hachitzona Shehi Eina Mechuvemes Keneged Hakarsin. Right, so what happens if you have a a vine? You have a carom of many rows, and the outer one is not exactly lined up. Imagine a row of five rows of vines, and the last one is not lined up. That one, the vines are connected to open spaces in the other rows. Right, so what's the halacha of that last row? So says the Gemara, Nosin la avodasav zoreis amoser. So that is not considered part of the carom. Right, you have a perfect carom, and then the last row is connected the spaces. So then, Nosal Avodasa, so you have to give it a Savoda, which means six tvachim, right? It's a separate, it's like treated like separate vines. Zorea Samosar. So again, ready? Right, we have a big kerem. The last row is not configured properly with the rest of the kerem, and therefore it's treated separately, and you have to go six tvachim away. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, what happens? Fascinating halacha. Rabbi Yossi says, what if the six tfachim, right, that kerem, that row that's not lined up perfectly, is close to the kerem? What we're about to talk about is, what if the six tfachim of the outer kerem ends within the four amos from the rest of the kerem? Right, so the rest of the kerem you need four amos from, because it's a kerem. But from this row, it's not considered part of the kerem, so you just need six tfachim. So says Rabbi Yossi, listen to this. Amar Rabbi Yossi, im hayu zra'im bitoch shisha hakol asur. If you planted zra'im, right, if you planted vegetables or grain, within six tfachim of this lone kerem. So it's within six tfachim of this lone kerem, and it's within four amos of the big kerem, so everything's asur. Everything's asur. The sixth, the first, that row is asur. The first two rows of the big kerem is asur. Like we said, according to Beisilal, it asur is the first two rows. But chus l'shisha gefanim. So if it's outside, let's say I planted wheat outside of six tfachim from that one row, but it's still within dalet amos of the big kerem. So you know what Rabbi Yossi says? Hagefanim mutaris la'kerem asur. The whole kerem is asur because you planted within four amos of it. But that one lone kerem is mutar, because it's not within six tvachim, and this one row is not part of the kerem. So even though this one row of vines is closer to the wheat or vegetables that you planted, it's going to be mutter, because all it needs is six tvachim out. So this is outside of six tvachim. On the other side of it is this kerem, which needs four amos, and it's going to be usser to that. Fascinating, that even though it's closer, but it's going to be mutter, because those are the rules. Good. The Ezeu Kerem Dal. Why did the Mishnah call this a Kerem Dal? Going back to the Reisha now. The first part of our Mishnah where a bunch of them died or got destroyed. Why is it called a poor Kerem? Amar Rabbi Yona. Dal b'gfanim v'ashir ba'avodos. Dal because a lot of the vines were destroyed. So it's poor in vines, but it is ashir in the area that those vines take over. As we spent 3 days talking about. That there's a lot of work area that is asered because of these vines, because we look at it as there are imaginary vines, and then you add on the avoda around that. So it's dal in vines and ashir in the avodas in the work area. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, next Mishnah. Kerem shehuna tua apachos be'arba amos. If you have a vineyard, that the vines are planted very densely, closer to each other than normal. They're within four amos of each other. What are within four amos of each other? So if you look in the Mahara Fulda and the Pnei Moshe, the rows, normal planting, are rows between 4 and 8 amos of each other. But here you planted them within 4 amos of each other, so they're very close to each other, right? And meaning there's not enough space to take an ox with the plow and go next to these vines, because that requires 4 amos. That's the concept of a avodas hakerem, that you need 4 amos around the kerem in order to work it properly, to take your ox with the plow and go around. But here, there aren't 4 amos around the vines. So, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't no kerem. Shimon says, this is not a kerem, right? It's too dense. We said it has to be normal and planted properly, it's too dense, and therefore it is not, doesn't have the status of a carom, it has the status of singular vines. That's the Rabbi Shimon. By the way, the Rambam and the Ma'ari Kirka seems to say that the four amos measure is also not only between the rows, but between the vines in the rows. It also might be able to work for that. Okay, but let's just continue the flow of the Mishnah. So if you have this vineyard that the vines are planted very close to each other, Rabbi Shimon says, it's not a carom. V'chachamim omrim carom. Chachamim say, no, it's a carom, even though they're planted too close to each other. Why? V'roon esayim so yos kilu einan. You view the inner ones as if they're not there. Because, and this is how the Gemara in Baal Basra seems to understand it, because every normal farmer is not going to leave a carom like this. He plants a ton of vines, and you know what he does? After a couple of months, he sees which vines are strong and healthy and robust, and which ones are not. He'll take out the bad ones. So he has in mind that it's going to be a normal carom with the vines with the spacing. But he wants to see which ones grow the best. So he plants a ton of them, and then as they grow, he'll see which ones are good. He'll take out those. So the Rabbanan say, it's kilu, they're already taken out. So if it's like we said the past couple of days, anything that is omade to be uprooted is kilu, it's uprooted already. So Rabbi Shimon says, this is not normal. It's too close together. It's not a carom. The Chachamim say, no, it's ki'ilu, it is uprooted already. Right, and that's why you look at the Pnei Moshe, the first Pnei Moshe on top. Lefisha derach b'nei adam lita shuros ritzufos, har bebi yachad. The normal way is to plant a lot together. Va'os anshein ru'in l'skayim li'osos kerim. Those that will last, those will stay there. And the other ones will be taken out. And that's why you're allowed to look at it as if it is has been taken out already. Amar lahan, so now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says back to the Rabbanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon, or Amalahem Rabbi Shimon, Osam Shatem Omrim, Ronasem Soyas Kilu Einan. You said, Rabbis, Chachamim, you say that you view the inner those as if they're uprooted already. Hareini Karoshal Karem. What does that mean? How do you know which ones are going to be uprooted? Right? The middle ones? Maybe the middle ones are going to be the strongest, most robust ones, and those are going to be the ones that are going to stay, and he's going to take out the outer ones. So how can you say, oh, it's a good carom, because you know exactly that you're going to take out every other one? You know, how do you know? Rabbi Shimon says to the Rabbanan. And therefore you cannot, because you don't know, you're not allowed to view them as if any of them are taken out. And therefore it's too dense, and you're stuck, it's not a carom. So Amar Reb Chananya, Reb Chananya says, Hada, this claim that Reb Shimon just said, this claim that, oh, you don't know which ones are going to be taken out, Amar Kashayu Shesh Keneged Shesh. That's only when you have 6x6, which basically means for us, even number of rows. If you have an even number of rows, let's say you have six rows of six vines each in each one, so you're going to, let's say they're going to grow similarly. So you don't know which side you're going to start from. You could take out from the top, right, 1, 3, 5. You could take out 2, 4. You could take out 2, 4, 6. Let's say the outer ones are going to stay, right? So if you have inner ones, so you're going to take out 2, 4, and what if you start from the side? It's very hard to know which ones you're going to take out. If you have even numbers, it's unknown which will be nekar. So that's where Reb Shimon has a good taina that you don't know. Avalam hayu chamish keneged chamish. But if there are odd number rows, let's say you have 5 rows. So you know you're going to take out the 2 middle ones. So if you have 5 keneged chamish, kolami modi shein ruon esem sos kilu einan. Then Rabbi Shimon would agree. Rabbi Shimon would agree because it's pretty clear that the intervening ones are the ones that are going to be taken out. You could assume that those are going to be the ones that are going to be taken out because you want the outer ones to grow strong. That's what the Gemara, Rabbi Chananya says. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says the opposite. No. Rabbi Mana says, Ha did the Tamar, when does Rabbi Shimon say his claim? Bishayu Chamish Keneged Chamish. When there are odd number, even there, Rabbi Shimon does not view them as Ne'akarim. Why? Like we said before, the Pnei Moshe said, you have no idea which ones are going to be strong or not. Right? So you have no idea. Or maybe, this is the way the Radvaz says, maybe he won't take, maybe this is a farmer that won't take out any of them. Maybe he wants this to be planted very densely. So Rabbi Shimon says, even by the odd ones, so you don't view them as uprooted. But if they're even, ilu, then even the Rabbanan would agree. Ilu atroes emsos kilu einon. Well, you can view the middle ones as if they're not there. Elu, oh, elu, we add in a word. Well, which ones? So basically we have a machlokas Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Mana about the machlokas, the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. Does everybody agree that it's not a kerem by even numbers, by even number rows. And the machlokes is about odd numbers, right? Is that it? That's the second of you. Or do we say, no, everybody agrees that by odd numbers, but by even, everybody agrees by even numbers. Did I say it right? Right? Rabbi Hanania says, by odd numbers, the first day, by an odd number, then everybody would agree, because you know which ones are coming out. The machlokas is by even numbers. The second view, the machlokas is by odd numbers. By even numbers, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan, that you wouldn't say it, could view it as ne'akarin. Okay, this is the machlokas about the machlokas. Machlokas Amoraim about the machlokas Tanaim. Stop there for a minute. Interesting line in the Tosfos of Bava Basra. Tosfos of Bava Basra, we've been talking a lot about what's the difference between whether it's a kerem or whether it's a gefen. What do you care why whether it's a vine or whether it's a vineyard? Okay, the big difference is Hilchas Kalayim. Tosfos, we should have mentioned this somewhere in these 47 dafim that we've done till now. Actually, not 47. Only started in the fourth parak. But Tosfos, Bava Basra, Lamed Zayin Amabez, the bottom line of Tosfos. Tosfos there it quotes our Mishnah. And Tosfos says, and by the way, this is also important to know, Ula Inyan Mishenata Kerem Velo Chilalu De'eno Chozer Min HaMelchama. Chozre Me'orche HaMelchama. Right, you go back from the battlefield, three people. Somebody who just got married, somebody who built a house, and somebody who planted a vineyard, a kerem, not a gefen. So all these halachas are important to know for that halacha as well. Interesting. And there's a lot more there, but let's get to you. One more section. How much we view them, let's say the Rabbanan say, it's as if they're not there. So how much do we really view them as if they're not there? Meaning, you might view this as a kerem, but do you need dalet amos from those imaginary ones? It's not this is the opposite of imaginary. They're there, and we're going to view them as if they're not there. What did we talk about the past couple of days? Vines that are not there, and you're going to view them that they're there. But here, these vines are there. So how far do you go? Amar avuna, mutalad losam al gabe Yisroim. Those vines that you know are going to be uprooted, or that you could guess will be uprooted, you're allowed to plant right under their noses. It's as if mamish that they're not there. You could be madla, you could stretch out gefanim on top of the zroim. Wow. Amar Rabbi Mana, and Rabbi Mana says, how does Messiah lahi to Amar Rabbi Yossi? I think this is a proof to what Rabbi Yossi said on Amun Aleph. Why would Rabbi Yossi said on Amun Aleph earlier? Remember Rabbi Yossi had the case where you have one row that's not planted exactly perfectly with the rest of the kerem. So remember we said, if it's within six tefachim, so then it's going to be aser everything. But if it's outside of six tefachim of that row, so that row is going to be mutter, even though the whole kerem is going to be aser. So what do you see from there? You could have a row in proximity of a larger kerem that has a separate halacha. Just like our case. You have these rows that are going to be uprooted. You can plant right under their noses. Again, as long as it's not within four amos of the rest of the kerem. So imhayu zroim betoch shishak al aser. Chos l'shishak v'nemutaros v'kerem aser. So you see, As the Gilyoni, the stipler here says, in both of these, you have a row that it's in proximity of a big kerem, but it's treated separately, either because it's not lined up properly, that was earlier, Abzera, or here, because some of them are going to be taken out, it's planted too densely, and you can view it as if it is already ne'ekar. Okay, we'll stop here with Hashem, continue next time, as we continue to, no pun intended, to plow through Maseches Kilayim every day.